Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Bologna, Italy at the Chassai Show, and I'm with Christina Faidi, who is the head of marketing for Ceramics of Italy. Christina, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I appreciate you giving me this time. Day before last, you gave a presentation on the trends that we're seeing at the Chassai Show with ceramic tile. But before we get there, a little bit of your background. You've been with the industry association for 18 years.
Yes, I'm glad to be with Italian Tiles for such a long time. I can see the evolution of those products from a certain perspective now, you know, almost 20 years, and many things happened in terms of design and also technological innovation. That's why I had my presentation the other day.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we lead into this conversation, we've noticed, you know, for the many years through the recession, things got a little bit conservative, but we did see these trends toward large formats, toward, you know, these concrete looks. We've seen this wood look trend. And this year, we were forewarned before we got here that the brick look was really in and that what was old is new again. Talk a little bit about what some of these trends are here.
Yeah, trends are everywhere. I mean, not only in fashion or design. Of course, tiles are part of our homes, of our architectural realization. So, of course, they cope with the new moods in design. When we build a house or we refurbish an apartment, we have to take into consideration also the new trends and what's contemporary. And of course, the trends in tiles last longer than in fashion. But you see year after year new things that are coming up. The trends that we were talking about were the vintage, the hexagon size, and also the geometries, the urban style, and all the new material. For example, the new inspiration of materials like wood look, marble, metal, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you went through a couple of those really fast, and there's some visuals we're looking at here. Some of the things you're showing me are the hexagon looks, the geometric shapes, the mix and match. We mentioned a minute ago this brick look, the urban style, and we should mention that. There are some companies out there that are actually putting into tile some things that look almost like graffiti.
Yeah.
And so that's probably going to be very popular with some of the younger people who are decorating their home.
True, because you can cover floor, walls, or also a little tiny part of that. So it's really very flexible. It gives new flair, a new look, appeal to your homes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things that I think has changed in the industry is this ability to use digital printing to create almost any look. So when you walk through the show, there's a little bit of something for everybody here, right?
Yes, it's unbelievable. It's a new frontier of technology. You can reproduce everything. But it's not only that, because you have also surface texture that gives you the idea of wood or anything, also fabric. I think the new fabrics are kind of impressive because you touch it and you have the feeling of touching a fabric of a man's dress. And considering that in the new building, when you put the heating on the under the floor, you don't even have that cold feeling that ceramic tile may have. Now it's like having a carpet or a timber, or it gives heat. It makes any environment cozy.
And let me talk about fabrics for just a minute, because the fabric look, the linen look, if you will, I mean, you can give me that visual, but now today with technology, you're able to give me the texture as well. So, yes, it is still a hard, ceramic, durable product, but it not only has the visual of a fabric, but it also the sensation when you walk on it. So that's how realistic this is going. Well, one question that I'd love to ask you is, when you start thinking about Italian design in the global perspective of what is Italian design, what is your answer to that?
Well, Italian design is world-renowned for style, quality, elegance, flair, but also because of the tradition. I think that the most important thing is that we had, starting from the 60s, many, many designers that could work only with Italian companies to get the product they had in mind, because our companies are extremely flexible, and with a discussion with the designer could reach an extremely high quality product in terms of quality and aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. You know, this show continues to be the global show for tile. Do you think it's because of this fashion forward, this reputation of Italian design that keeps the world coming back to Italy to learn about the current trends in the tile market?
Well, I think that Cersaia grew a lot in those years. I told you 19 years of perspective. It's quite a lot. I can tell you that I'm more and more passionate to that. And I think that all the visitors think the same. So they come here because they see new products. If you want to know what's going on in terms of ceramic tiles, you have to come here. So this is a benchmark point of reference. It's where everything happens in ceramics. And so it's important being there. Otherwise, you have to wait for another year.
For those people who've never been to this show, I mean, this is a massive show. So from the head of marketing's perspective, describe what they'd see if they came here.
Of course, they will see almost 1,000 companies exhibiting here, coming from all over the world, so it's very important. And the total surface is 176,000 square meters, shared between ceramic tiles and also sanitary ware. And so what's fashion for the home and for the bathroom and for the kitchen, but not only for that, ceramic tiles are fit for any kind of architecture, residential, commercial, and institutional, is here at Cersaia with new products.
One last question. You know, the per capita usage of tile in the U.S. is lower than it is in many of the other developed countries around the world. What do you think the Americans are missing by not decorating with more ceramic tile?
I think that we have to consider also the attitude of every country. For us, for Italian tiles, U.S. is the third market, so it's quite important. Maybe you have less consumption, but those who choose Italian tiles are those people who appreciate Italian style. They have their own house, so they don't rent it, but it's a property house. Maybe they also have a second house at the sea, and so they really take care of what's the indoor environment, and they want to have not only the good look of tiles and the good quality of tiles, but they also want to have a green product, something that can clean, is fireproof, waterproof, and so on. So they care about quality and style, and they buy Italian tile. And for us, the U.S. market is extremely important.
All right, great. It was good to spend time with you again. Been talking to Cristina Faede, who is head of marketing for the Ceramic Industry Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.